1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Powderhorn is basking in powder, a lot of it, more than 28 feet of snow this season, a base depth now over 100 inches. All that leading the resort to extend the season through Easter Sunday. They say the skiing and riding is too good not to offer a bonus week. Passes for next year remain at their lowest prices through Monday. That includes free skiing through the rest of the year. Things are back to normal in the Linden Point Apartments on Orchard Mesa. A domestic violence incident unfolded early yesterday morning, including a police pursuit in which two Grand Junction police vehicles were heavily damaged. 27-year-old Dominique DiGregorio was eventually located at the apartments at Linden and Highway 50 yesterday afternoon. He refused to leave, and police and sheriff's office SWAT teams ultimately took him into custody around midnight. DiGregorio facing more than a dozen possible charges. Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with gun law reform, two bills passing the House over the weekend to expand the state's red flag law and making it easier to sue gun manufacturers. Then yesterday, two more bills to limit purchases to 21 and older and institute a three-day waiting period on sales of firearms took a step closer to the governor's desk. No gravel pit expansion near Maple Grove and 58.75 roads in Montrose County. Commissioners last night voting unanimously to deny the application. The Montrose Press says that vote came after two meetings at which commissioners didn't make a decision. Tomorrow is National Vietnam War Veterans Day, a ceremony on tap in Fruita. Beginning at 11 tomorrow morning, Vietnam vets will be honored at a ceremony at the Western Slope Vietnam War Memorial Park at the Colorado Welcome Center off I-70 in Fruita. A 60-minute ceremony is open to the public. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.